Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
You heard Andrea mention the government is set to launch a statutory inquiry into scoliosis and spina bifida care at Children's Health Ireland. Yesterday, the Health Minister, Jennifer Carroll McNeill, and Taoiseach Simon Harris announced that they would be recommending the inquiry to Cabinet next week, and we presume the Cabinet will give it the nod. The announcement came after they had met with Gillian and Stephen Morrison-Sherratt, the parents of Harvey Morrison. Harvey, who had scoliosis and other health issues, tragically died in July after facing long delays for surgery. Well, we're joined on the line by Harvey's mum, Gillian Sherratt, to tell us more. Gillian, good morning.
Morning, Pat. Thanks for having me on.
Now, what was your reaction to this? Did you have intimations that this was going to be a recommendation from the Taoiseach and the minister?
We were hopeful because it was what we went into that room asking for. And I think everyone that came with us were in agreement that we wouldn't accept anything less than what they've agreed to. They've agreed to the statutory public inquiry, and then they've agreed in principle that that will take the route of a tribunal of inquiry. So we were able to breathe a little sigh of relief when they said they'd be making that recommendation. But obviously, until we get the nod next week, we'll kind of be waiting for that.
Yeah. Now, did you get any idea of what the timescale might be? Because often these things can go on and on and on, and you'd be waiting for months and months and possibly even years for an outcome.
Yeah, look, we were under no impression. I think we'd be naive to think that this would be fast. You know, the undertaking of this will be huge because we are proposing potentially going back decades and we're looking at hundreds, if not thousands of children. You know, it's multiple hospital sites, multiple departments. So it's a very large undertaking. It's not one that I think could be done quickly. And I think doing it and pushing for it to be done quickly would be doing it a disservice. Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, based on your own tragedy when you lost Harvey, you have a deep interest in this. But I was under the impression, wrongly probably, that this was a relatively recent phenomenon, that something had gone wrong in recent years. You're suggesting to me now that perhaps things were never right for this service.
No, this very much predates CHI. There was a big issue around pre-2008, all the children with spina bifida were cared for in Crumlin, and then all of the care got transferred to Temple Street. But unfortunately for the cohort of children that were already receiving care in Crumlin, they weren't changed over. So that's why you'll have seen the talk of the Crumlin Orphan Report, where these children were essentially left there without a multidisciplinary team and seriously lacking in the level of supports they were able to receive. So we are hoping that the inquiry will include the people that were there before the handover.
Now, remind us of Harvey's history, because it had been hoped, obviously, that he would get appropriate surgery in a timely fashion and that he would have had a great improvement in his quality of life.
Yeah, that was definitely the hope. I think that's the hope of any parent of a child with complex needs, is that when they need treatment or surgery, that they will get it in a timely fashion. Harvey waited 33 months for scoliosis surgery. In that time, his curve went from 75 degrees to 130 degrees. He was regularly in and out of hospital with pneumonia. He was removed from the CHI urgent scoliosis waiting list. And to this day, we still haven't been given any sort of indication from Children's Health Ireland into who made that decision, why or when.
Now, that's an extraordinary thing to learn, that, you know, you expect that you're going to get a surgery in a timely fashion and then you're not even on the list.
No, we were completely blindsided by that. It was only a letter sent out to a number of the parents who had children that were on the active waiting list, and we didn't get that letter. So I queried it at the time, and it was only then when I queried why we hadn't got the letter that I was told that he was removed.
Now, the question of who knew what and when and who did what and when, there was a protected disclosure.
Yes, there was a whistleblower came forward and brought a protected disclosure to the Protected Disclosures Commission, allegedly that someone or someone's within Children's Health Ireland had wrongly labelled Harvey as palliative.
And that was the reason that he was taken off the list. Palliative would mean we can only ease his burden, his pain, but we can't actually do anything physically to, you know, to correct what is wrong with him.
That's what it would imply. But typically in that instance, a child would be linked to a palliative care team and would be on things like prescription pain relief. Harvey had none of that. It's nowhere in his medical records that he was palliative. He was on no prescription pain relief, which would be the very least you do when a child has a degenerative condition such as scoliosis that does cause a lot of pain. There was none of that, which is why I'm of the opinion that this wasn't something that was ever officially done.
Now, the question of answers, obviously people will be called to testify and answer for their own actions in this saga. And as you say, you're going to hope that it goes back decades in terms of getting to the genesis of the problem, waiting lists, maybe a lack of surgeons, lack of resources and all of that. But in your case, there's a very particular issue that you need addressed, and that is the removal of Harvey from the surgical list.
Yeah, we unfortunately have to wait and let the Protected Disclosure Commission go through. I don't know the ins and outs of how that's handled, but obviously there'll be a separate investigation purely into that aspect. In the same breath, we also have to wait in terms of his death for, we don't have cause of death. So we're still waiting for the coroner to issue that. And then there should be an inquest into its death as well.
Do you have any kind of feelings yourselves about why this cohort of children didn't seem to fare well under the health system? I mean, you'd imagine that people with conditions like Harvey's and spina bifida children and so on, that they would, you know, almost call on the empathy of everyone involved to get help. And yet that was not forthcoming in so many cases. How could such neglect occur?
Honestly, I think it's the massive issue is a lack of governance. But I'd also say that we're seeing time and time again that it's the exact opposite. It's the sickest children that are left to languish. It is the disabled children with a lot of complex needs are the ones that often aren't getting what they need. Whereas like if I brought my other son in with some sort of orthopedic need, be it a fracture, I know he'd get immediate intervention. But for our children, it was just seen as they were okay with just letting them suffer. Now, that would just be my opinion and my perspective through lived experience would be that I'm seeing the opposite. Yes.
Now, a statutory inquiry, you know, will take its own time in doing what it does. But your concern is that there are children like Harvey who might have been also wrongly labelled palliative and for whom surgery might be life-saving.
Yeah, that's a big concern, because if it could be done to Harvey, who's to say that it hasn't happened to other children? So I'm hoping that the Protected Disclosure Commission come to the end of their investigation quickly so that they can go looking through these children's records, because obviously they won't show up on the spinal list because they'll have been removed. So it's a big concern for anyone that might have been wrongly labelled palliative that are hopefully still here, and hopefully there is still time to address it before it's too late for them.
And by the way, do you believe that perhaps all of this was not malign, but kind of accidental or careless or something, rather than someone deliberately saying, oh, these parents are too much trouble?
I can't say factually one way or the other. My opinion is I can't see how it could be done accidentally. The type of system that they use, I can't make sense of how it would be done accidentally. And it is something that could very quickly be checked because everything's locked on their system. But so far, CHI have been anything but forthcoming with giving us information.
Now, there is to be a mediator to be appointed who will be, they say, independent of government, independent of the HSE, independent of CHI. What kind of person would that be?
I think they were floating the idea of it potentially being a judge, but they said that the Attorney General has a few people in mind, but that they will obviously bring a list of people to us for approval. So we'll have to see who they suggest and kind of go from there. But our big concern is making sure that they are completely independent.
And the idea is that that mediator, who may not be an expert and probably not be an expert in this field, because if you've an expert, they have skin in the game. So therefore, that's not the kind of independent person you want. But this mediator will sit down with the spina bifida hydrocephalus pediatric advocacy group and the scoliosis advocacy network. That's the idea, to get briefed, I suppose.
Yeah, the idea would be that the two advocacy groups would have information, kind of obviously parents and potentially age appropriate children, you know, like we'd have 16-year-olds, 15-year-olds still within the system. Kind of any concerns that the families have can be brought to the advocacy groups for potentially tabling for the terms of reference. They've said from government that it'll be completely collaborative, completely done in partnership. So we are hoping that that remains true.
Now, you lost Harvey, and I'm sure every day you wonder at what might have been. But from your own point of view, you advocated for him so strongly, you did everything you could, but in the end, to no avail.
Yeah. And that's one of the big things is that, you know, I think I've said this before, that I feel like it's incredibly unjust, like for a child to have only lived to 9, to have spent a third of his life essentially waiting on a surgery that would have alleviated a great deal of pain. You know, and I don't want other families, we don't want other families to face what we've had to face what Harvey had to face. And we know nothing we do now can bring him back. And that's why we are focusing so strongly on leaving behind a legacy for Harvey that brings around change so that other children get better than he did.
And you know that you did your best for Harvey.
We did what we could. You know, I think any parent that's ever lost a child will know that you're always left, what if I'd done this and what if I'd done that? But I think we know in our heart of hearts that we did everything we could. We were kind of essentially shouting into the void, I think, while he was alive. And hindsight, I think government wishes they'd listened a bit sooner.
Yeah,
I don't know if it would change anything, because obviously, as we don't have the cause of death, I can't say that, but it would have impacted on the quality of life he had while he was here.
Well, my heart goes out to you, Gillian, and thank you very much for talking to us this morning. You've had a small victory, I think, which hopefully will become a great victory when the Tribunal of Inquiry finishes its work. Gillian Sherrod, mother to Harvey Morrison, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.